So let's review. The Mishnah at the end of the previous daf teaches, Bisar kachi kachim shenitma. If kachi kachim meat becomes tamei in the base of Migdash, the Mishnah brings four opinions as to what must be done. Bashami holds, Bein bi ava tuma, bein bi vlada tuma, bein bifnim, bein bachutz, hakol yisarf bifnim. Whether the kachim meat contracted the tuma from an ava tuma or from a vlada tuma, whether it became tamei in the azara or outside, in all cases, the meat is burned inside the azara, as it is kachi meat, with the lone exception of it if it contracted tumah from an avatumah outside the azara. In such a case, as an avatumah is deraisa, we do not bring tummy meat into the azara to burn it. Basil hold that all kachi meats that become tummy are burned outside of the azara, with the exception of a case where tumah was contracted from a vlada tumah inside the azara. In this case, we simply burn the tummy meat inside the azara. Rabbi Yehuda holds that if the kachim meat contracts tumah from an ava tumah, then whether it becomes tummy in the azara or out of the azara, it is burned outside of the azara. And if it becomes tummy from a vlada tumah, which is only drabanan, then it's burned inside the azara. Rabbi Kiva holds that regardless of the tumah or where it becomes tummy, wherever it becomes tummy, that is where it is burned. The next Mishnah, which is the last in Masechta Shkalim, discusses placement of a varm of the karbanis on the Mizbeach. Zok the Mishnah. The Kohen would lay the parts of the Karban Tumah on the ramp of the Mizbeach and then go to say the Kriyat Shema before actually sacrificing the Evarim on the Mizbeach. These Evarim are placed on the upper half of the ramp going up to the Mizbeach on the western side of the ramp. Whereas the Evarim of the Shabbos Musaf Karban would be placed on the lower half and on the eastern side of the ramp. The Rosh Chodesh carbon would be placed on the Karkav, which is the areas in between the corners of the Mizbeach. The Mishnah now examines certain mitzvahs and will determine if they are or are not practiced now when we do not have the Beis HaMikdash. Hashkalim v'habikurim einu noigin el b'fnei habayis. The mitzvah of Machzis HaShekel and the mitzvah of Bikurim are only noig when the Beis HaMikdash is standing. The mitzvah machtza shekel is mainly to fund the karbanis tzibur, which only apply in the Beis HaMikdash. And the mitzvah of bikurim is specifically to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. However, meister dagun u'meister behemo u'bechayrois noigin bein b'fnei habayis u'bein shaloi b'fnei habayis. Meister on produce, meister on animals, and the firstborn animal all apply even now when we do not have a Beis HaMikdash. Although we cannot bring the meister behemo or the bechayrois as a karban, we wait until they contract a mum, and then they are permissible to be eaten. Hamakdish shkolim u'bikurim hariz ha'kaydish. If one today were to designate monies or produce for shkolim u'bikurim, they would become holy, and one would not be able to benefit from them. Shimon disagrees with the Tanakam and holds that to make such a statement when we do not have the Beis HaMikdash does not make the produce pronounced for bikurim as kaydish. Since we discussed the karbanis musafim of Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, the Gemara now asks, if Rosh Chodesh falls on Shabbos, which karban musaf comes first? Birmi holds that the musaf of Rosh Chodesh takes precedence, just as we give precedence to the shir shal yem of Rosh Chodesh over Shabbos when Rosh Chodesh falls on Shabbos. Rabbi Yisa, however, holds that the musaf of Shabbos takes precedence based on the principle of kolat tadim mechaveroi koidim eschaver. This that we give precedence to the shir of Rosh Chodesh when it falls on Shabbos according to Rabbi Yehuda is simply to highlight the fact and to let people know that today is also Rosh Chodesh. In the times of the Beis HaMikdash, a ger would need to bring a carbon to the Beis HaMikdash in addition to Mila and Tevila in the Mikvah. We learn in the Braisa, Ger bezman hazeh tzarech lehebi kinoi reviz hakesef. Nowadays, a ger should separate funds for this carbon and save it for when the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt. Amr b'Shimon, Bitler Rabbi Yechman Zaka b'nei ha-takala. B'Shimon taught that Rabbi Yechman Zaka abolished this takana for fear of takala, that these hektish funds might inadvertently be used for personal use. Similar to what we learned, Eimak dishin v'loy marichin v'loy machrimin b'zman hazeh. We do not make pledges to the Beis HaMikdash nowadays. V'im hektish oy herich oy hecher mahigviyah, haksus tisarev, ha-behemiti akar, v'amoyis yechul liyam ha-melech. If one did pledge nowadays to hektish, the funds must be discarded, or if he pledged certain clothing, it must be burned. The carbon of a ger, though, is a personal carbon. And so the Gemara asks, if a ger went and separated this carbon anyway, what would be the status of this carbon? The Gemara answers that since Rabbi Yochanan simply abolished the chiyuv, If a gay went and separated the carbon, it would still be hekdesh, even bizman hazeh. Hanulach perakala reikin, veslikala mesech deshkal.